This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are getting extremely close to our visit from Brian Kilmeade. He's at the factory on Saturday night. There are tickets available. We'll guide you in here in a few minutes. Brian is with us this afternoon for his weekly chat. How are you, Mr. Kilmeade?
Oh, good, Mark. Can't wait to get out to see you guys.
Yeah, we're getting very, very close. And I'm a little nervous about my part. You keep teasing this role that I have. I've been told a little bit that I might play Thomas Jefferson. Do I have any other information that you can share with me here this afternoon?
Well, I think it might be more than one. So I definitely have Mark Coxon, Annie Fry. I think I've roped her into it. So there might be more than one part. So I'm going to need to see the before the VIP time. And don't worry, just be yourself.
Okay, Brian, if that's all the information I'm going to get, I'm going to have to do my best improv. By the way, I've been on stage with Don Rickles before, so I have that going for me. I think I can do something here with Brian Kilmeade. And here's something else for you. You know who shares a birthday with Thomas Jefferson, if we're going the Thomas Jefferson route?
No.
I do, Brian Kilmeade. I share that birthday with Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, he's a little older than I am, but after this birthday, I don't think not a lot. All right, let's talk about Teslas. I have friends here in St. Louis that have Teslas. I have friends who are Tesla owners who did not vote for Donald Trump. What sense does it make in any way, shape, or form to go out and start ruining Teslas because you don't like Trump and Elon Musk?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's organized. I think it is organized as a campaign rally. I think, as indicated last night, that Elon Musk said that he's got word that ActBlue is behind it. It makes no sense. Unless, of course, you have idiots like Tim Walz, who's just really a clown. Not only is he an embarrassment and not realize it, but you know what he was doing on stage?
He was bragging
that Tesla stock is down and saying that you could get some dental floss and pop off the logo and still drive your car. And then you have Senator Mark Kelly saying, I went and got myself a Tahoe because I don't want, all of a sudden I realize, even though my party is based on the earth having a fever and they're coming to an end if we don't all have electric cars, he's now buying gas guzzlers, not realizing that the mantra for the last 20 years for anyone who wasn't selfish and self-obsessed was go electric.
Yeah, it's quite entertaining. I have this audio I played earlier this afternoon of a guy who, African-American dude, is a Tesla owner, and I mean his white Cybertruck. Now, Brian, truth be told, I think those things are really ugly. But if you have a Cybertruck and you love it like this guy, he comes out, it's completely ruined. There's paint, there's graffiti, the windows have been chipped, all of this stuff. And for what? For what is the purpose here? How is that going to advance your crazy cause in any way, shape, or form? I don't get it.
He has to cut government. And cut government. He's looking at waste. He's looking at bringing in efficiency. And he's doing it for free. And he helped form a team of between 100 and 200 people who are now working with cabinet secretaries to lean out an institution that is too politicized. You can't have a politician do it because their own self-interest comes into play. For example, remember when they were closing up military bases? You could be a Republican or Democrat. Yeah, we got to close the base. Got to be more efficient. We got to be able to put our money elsewhere. And then all of a sudden it's in your town and those are the people that elected you. You're going to say, okay, don't close my base. I will actually lose all the town, all the supporting businesses. So don't close my base. But if you're doing what's best for the country, it will close. So that's why you bring in people from the outside. That's why you have Simpson Bowles spend 2 years with a blue chip organization with former politicians who give recommendation to rein in our then out of control budget, which we were just $9 trillion in debt or $5 trillion in debt. Now we're $37 trillion in debt. So that's why this agency is necessary. And not only is it upsetting people on the left, but it's getting to ruin his product. I worry about them finding a way to sabotage SpaceX or do something with Starlink or with his Neuralink or his many other smaller businesses. But Tesla is the first one. But you're not doing something that, you know, you could have hurt Trump Tower to hurt Donald Trump. And they tried doing that. His golf courses, the PGA resigns from, they say we're no longer going to do things at Trump's courses. Well, that hurts his business. But now you're defiling a product that you absolutely owe him everything that he pioneered, that he put together something that's actually a very fast, good-looking car that's efficient with an interior with a flat screen that basically is autonomous, that also is going to be an autonomous taxi cab soon. So, and a robot that might be end up being Tesla. So what, guys, what is everybody doing? It makes me think that this is not just people with a temper tantrum. I think it's organized.
Well, I think you might be right about that. And you mentioned, by the way, Alan Simpson. He passed away last week, Simpson Bowles. I don't know. Yeah. Did you ever get a chance to know Senator Simpson? I liked him quite a bit.
Well, he had a great personality. I knew him just because he would come in and do the show once in a while, but he would charm everybody.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to know him?
Yeah, a little bit. He had come to St. Louis a couple times, but, you know, he was kind of like Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana before Senator John Kennedy was a thing, Alan Simpson, because he did have that knack. And, you know, he did this thing, Brian, when I was on the radio in Columbia, Missouri in the 1990s. This would go back to the early 90s. He did this radio bit. I think it was Westwood One. It was syndicated, and it was like this point counterpoint with Senator Ted Kennedy. And it was really good. You know, they would take an issue of the week, and they'd hash it out for like a minute and a half, and, you know, mash heads together in a respectful way. It was really, I think, quite valuable back then. I don't know that we have anything like that these days. And on the Elon Musk front, let's just talk about these astronauts, because it was fascinating. Brett was airing a lot of this live, and Fox had a lot of the coverage yesterday when SpaceX brought these astronauts back home. What an event. And look at what Elon Musk was able to achieve there. And Joe Biden doesn't want to bring these home, these people home, because of politics. Because of politics.
I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, the radio show, but I had Ro Khanna on, and he's friends with Musk. He says, I've been good friends with him for 13 years. I represent Silicon Valley out in California, and it is pretty amazing. And when he was not invited to the White House under Joe Biden because he didn't like Tesla or what Elon Musk fell in disfavor with him, and he didn't invite him, he said, you can't have an electric car conference at the White House without Elon Musk. You will alienate him forever. This is the ultimate insult. He's the first. He's the best. He's the most emerging. He's an American car company, all this stuff. And they said, no, we're not going to invite him. Now, who knows? Now, in retrospect, maybe Joe Biden didn't even know it, but his staff didn't. And that was the beginning of the end. And Elon Musk said, okay, I'm out. But he wasn't in with Trump. And now that he's in with Trump, that just put the nail in the coffin for him with many on the extreme left who Joe Biden decided to hire. So Ro Khanna says, I don't know what happened with him and Democrats, but then they make up these stories that, you know, he's going in, he's firing veterans. He's not firing veterans. The VA, they did a study. They believe it's 80,000 overhired. So they're going to make it more efficient by going through and trying to fix this unwieldy, unsatisfactory organization. Some veterans are there, no doubt about it. But he's not going in firing veterans.
Well, I don't know what you think about what the courts are doing right now. Obviously, the administration is a little concerned about some of these judges going rogue. But even some of the DOGE, you know, hits at USAID are getting peeled back right now. Some of the federal workers who were probationary have been ordered back to work. So I don't know what this is going to end up and land on. But there's a lot of lawyers getting rich right now.
It's so aggravating to see what's going on. Because, you know, we used to resist things that are people that go against it. I mean, you know, Gavin Newsom out asking for a $6 billion loan to try to fix his Medi-Cal system, which is giving full health care to everybody, regarding from 18 to you know, to 59, even if you're an illegal immigrant. So, I mean, you have that stuff. So people just go, what are you thinking? You know, you go, you know, you have a heart for everybody, but you can't possibly afford to do this. And then you disagree with the agreement. But then you have district court judges who want to be famous and just decide, I am going to, and there's 600 plus of them, and I'm going to insert my opinion on a policy. And they don't like that we're sending people out of country who are the worst of the worst. And now this has got to go work its way through the courts. But in the meantime, Mark, we got 200, another 200, another 200, another 200 that El Salvador says they'll take. But this is caught up in the court system, just like the multi-billion-dollar contracts, $20 billion contracts that Joe Biden threw out the door as he left. And for the EPA, that's on hold now. USAID being put into the State Department and gutted, that's on hold now. Who's president? This district court judges, or is it President Trump? So it's going to work its way through the system again. And what I give Trump credit for being so calm about it.
Yeah, look, Caroline, you know, addressed some of this morning in the briefing. I guess it was early this afternoon. The hill that these now look, I respect the Constitution. The Constitution comes first. So the courts sometimes have to, you know, rule on these issues of constitutionality. But the hill that these Democrats are dying on, trying to beg and plead for mercy for people who literally are terrorists or support terrorists or hate Jews, it's quite stunning that that's on display. Like, there's no Democrats. Like, who is it outside of Ro Khanna and maybe Fetterman that are crossing over to say anything that makes sense right now on a variety of topics?
Yeah, and I've said this before. A guy like Mark Kelly is so disappointing. And then you got Seth Moulton, who's a Marine. That's what I thought. Okay, they're going to be liberal, but they're going to understand what is national security and military. And they don't. They're just blatant partisans. And that's what's so disappointing. I mean, by the way, it is self-defeating. Nobody, the out there, the average person listening to us right now who is not siding with TDA.
No way.
They're not siding with MS-13. So these Republicans or these Democrats that go, these Republicans are being callous and look at Joe Biden, look at Donald Trump. Yeah, look at Donald Trump. Did you see those guys that he's shipping out? Did you see those images? Does anybody want them back in our prisons for forming more gang members, poisoning more minds? That's what they were doing in New York. TDA would come in. These teenagers had nothing to do when their families came here, 230,000 at one point, and they'd go through the Roosevelt Hotel. And they tell these kids, you want to make some money, you want to be a scout, we're mugging people, we're robbing people, we'd like you to help us. And next thing you know, this 15-year-old who came here with his mom is now a member of TDA once in America. This was happening all the time.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and did you love the Tom Homan mic drop moment when he was asked about the Alien Enemies Act being 200 years old? He said, well, the Constitution is a little older than that. We still respect that, right?
Yeah, awesome.
Great response.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing, yeah. It's you got to go back in history. Homan's been fantastic. no one brings up what's happening at the border. Did anybody think we'd be able to seal the border like this?
No. Well, maybe some of us did, but look, the Democrats kept saying we can't do it because the Republicans and Trump killed the immigration bill. Brian Kilmeade is back with us. He's here in St. Louis at the Factory on Saturday night. There are a few tickets available. You can go to BrianKilmeade.com for VIP tickets. I know I've had some people ask me, Brian, if you have tickets and they want to add the VIP, is that something that's easily attained if you go to your website?
Yeah, you could do that, or I believe you can come at the VIP time slot and we'll just convert the tickets.
Okay. I'll tell people
and
that.
What you do is just make sure they'll refer to this conversation.
Okay.
So we'll be able to adjust. I know every theater's got their own little challenges, but we've been able to do that when people get to the door in the past.
Brian, you're going to love this place. You're going to be blown away by the venue. It is really, really amazing, and I can't wait for the show. There's a lot of excitement with the listeners. We got some other media types from here in St. Louis that are huge Kilmeade fans, including Frank Cusimano, who's over at KSDK, and a few others as well. What do we need to know about the weekend? Anything else that people should know?
Well, number one, I just looked right before you called. I looked at it's unbelievable how the tickets sold, so thanks to everybody. But back to the right and left, I was talking to people, you could still see the back. Those are the seats that are available. And I was talking to people that know the Factory, soccer guys, and they said to tell everyone there's no bad seats
there
in
aren't.
That theater.
No, there's really not. It's very intimate.
Even though it looks like it's far back, it's not. I know the seats look far back, but it's not. And we'll make sure everyone feels at home.
I can make the case that if you're up in the balcony, you know, because I think sometimes you think that the floor is better. I'm nothing against those seats, but if you're up in the balcony, even in the worst seat in that place at the top, it's still better than most venues that you'll ever see, you know, a band or anything like that. So I think that that's going to be fun. We'll see you on, I think we're having a little breakfast with some sponsors on Saturday morning. So have a good trip in and we'll see you on Saturday, Brian.
And I do have an announcement. They just told me Fox Nation we'll be streaming it. So you're going to be on Fox Nation, Mark.
I love that. That is exciting.
So they're going to be streaming it. So it's the hottest app. You guys got to get it. But they also do live events. Last one went so well. They just told me that it's a non-union place. So that makes it more affordable. And they said, Brian, we checked it out. We're going to be there. So we're going to be doing this live. So it's going to be great.
St. Louis is going to do you proud, Brian Kilmeade. We'll see you then.